Jesus. Put your hands together and welcome Apostle Joshua Fowler. Somebody rejoice. One more time, Pastor, thank you. It's an honor being part of what Jesus is doing, even in this assembly. And like the man of God said, God will visit us in a way that we will not recover from. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you would not have to tell people you came here. Something God will do in your life tonight will speak as louder than you can ever imagine. In the name of Jesus Christ, I told you that results are also evangelists. They can preach. When you preach as a preacher, you talk to men, but results talk to territories. Results are evangelists too. Their audience is the territory. They can preach a message that every territory understands that Jesus is alive and that he is still in the business of making men, of empowering men, of bringing to naught every counsel of darkness.
You are here working miracles. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle work, darkness keep, light in the darkness.
Sing it one more time, prophetically.
We make a miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Please be seated. Just a charge, and then we'll go to the ministry of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 20. 1 Corinthians 4:20. It says, for the kingdom of God is not in word but in power. Period. Full stop. The word there does not mean the word of God. That the kingdom of God is not in empty speakings, propositions that cannot be validated. That the kingdom of God is not in speaking empty words, but in power. One version says the demonstration of power. That if it is true that the king is alive, and if it is true that this kingdom is a living kingdom, then among the many things that the king must and should display is the might. Every nation has a system where they demonstrate their military might. Is that true? Yes. They have times when they flaunt their soldiers. They have times when they flaunt the latest of their war arsenals as a warning to intruders and enemies that what you met last year is not what we have now. So they will fire a rocket. They will spend that much to send a strong message. And the neighboring nations will see that, wow, this is the latest development in technology. This is what they are able to do. And let me tell you the truth, this God that we see is not the God that we so serve. He's not a lamb alone. He's a lion. And that if and when occasions demand, he can arise in that capacity and demonstrate the power and the might of this kingdom. Hallelujah. It is dangerous to communicate things about God that there is no power to defend and to make happen. If we want the nations to believe in our gospel, if we want to disciple nations and to bring them to the foot of the cross, it will take more than utterance. It will take more than oratory. It will take more than intelligent propositions of the things that God can do. They need to see, because in this kingdom, we do not hear alone. We hear and see. Are we together? Very, very important. Acts chapter 8, please, and verse 5. Acts chapter 8 and verse 5. Please pay attention to this charge and then we'll begin to pray. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, the Bible says, and preached Christ unto them. Verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing. This is a kingdom where you both hear and see. When you hear that the Lord is good, you must see that the Lord is good. When you hear that God can lift men, there is power to make you see that he can lift men. When you hear that God can turn a man's mourning to dancing and sorrow to joy, there must be an opportunity to see. The gospel that makes you only hear is not a complete gospel. Hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. So he did not only speak. What were the miracles? 7. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. As a result, verse 8, the Bible says there was great joy, not just in that life, not just in that home, not just in that church, but in that city. I told you, results are evangelists. They can preach to a whole city and a whole territory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, many believers do not understand how the anointing of the Spirit operates. My charge before I begin to minister is to understand the administration of the anointing. You have to know how the anointing operates for you to receive maximally. Many people come for powerful conferences like this under intense atmospheres of God's power, and sadly, many leave with memories or emotional memories of the meeting. It was powerful. This and that happened, and there is no genuine result that manifests in their lives. Let me tell you the danger of being around God for a long time or around the things of God without results. Your heart will become hardened and you will build a theology out of your frustration and mentor people from the stance of your frustration that God is unable to move that far. Hallelujah. So at times like this, we must give God an opportunity by his Spirit to visit God's people. I would always teach that there are 5 things you must expect every time you come to God. In a conference like this, there are 5 things you must expect. Number 1, encounters. What is an encounter? An experience that makes a person or a thing real to you. Job said, I have heard of thee with the hearing of the ears, but now my eyes see thee. Encounters. The assignment of an encounter is to build or strengthen your conviction. Without encounters, there is no basis for being strong in conviction. Number 2, transformation. In the presence of God like this and in conferences like this, you expect transformation. What is transformation? A change of state. The name given to the process that makes you become like Christ in experience. Paul preaching said, he said, my little children of whom I travail until Christ. He was speaking to believers. Transformation. That you become like Christ in experience. Number 3. The 3rd thing that you must experience every time the presence of God is in a place and every time you have the opportunity to converge in a conference like this is that you must experience the mighty hand of God, the anointing of the Spirit to heal, to deliver, to lift up burdens, to provide supernatural solutions. Miracles, listen carefully. Miracles are very important, not just in the life of an unbeliever, even in the life of a believer. Because you may have heard me say this, I don't know if I've said it in this church, but if so, let me repeat it again. That every oppression that comes to a human vessel, whether a believer or an unbeliever, comes with a letter, and that letter attempts to mock the sovereignty and the power of God. Every oppression without an exception. So every time things don't work in your life, be it finances, be it in your health, there is something that your situation, your oppression is saying to God, that there is a contention with the statement that you have made that you love man so much. If it is true that you love man who is the zenith of your creation, why is he in this state? So oppressions are not just, it's not just the discomfort that they provide that is the issue. Is that spiritually speaking, Satan uses oppressive situations to make a statement that indicts the integrity of God. Miracles, on the other hand, are God's reply back to Satan. When God performs a miracle, it's more than showing that a man of God is powerful. There is a statement. A miracle is like a letter. You can receive a miracle and not read what is on it. Miracles say two things. Number one, God is love. Every miracle that you receive comes with it a statement that shows that God is love. Number two, every miracle that you receive is a validation that God is still on the throne, that he is almighty. Are we together? This is the third thing we must experience every time we converge. Number four, impartation. The fourth thing that we must expect every time we are in the presence of God and in conferences like these are impartations. Impartations are very important. They sponsor our growth. They sponsor our advancement. Impartation is a system of transference of graces. That graces can be transferred. Every time God anoints a man, when God finds a man and invests his anointing upon that man, it is not his intention that that man becomes the sole custodian of that anointing. When he sends a word to Jacob, Isaiah 9:6, his intention is that it lightens upon Israel. Is that 9:6? Help me. 9:7? Look for it for me. He sent a word to Jacob and it lightened upon Israel. Thank you. 9:8. The Lord sent a word to Jacob and it lightened upon Israel. Jacob was a person, Israel is a nation. So when God grants one man the healing anointing, that one man, no matter how hard working, cannot go around the world healing people. So there must be a system of transferring that grace to those who desire it as far as the jurisdiction of the assignments are concerned. And then finally, in a conference like this, we have an opportunity to share together in fellowship. Fellowship is very important, not just towards God, but even towards the brethren. Psalm 133, behold how good and pleasant, the Bible says, is when brethren dwell together in unity. Psalm 133, it says, it is like the oil that comes upon the head of Aaron, down to his beard, to his skirt. It says, for there the Lord hath commanded the blessing. Not just in that location, in that state of unity. Is someone learning? So back to the anointing. If you do not know how the anointing is administered in meetings like this, you may miss out of your portion even though you desire to carry something potent. So let me just share with us very quickly how the anointing works in a meeting like this, and then we'll pray. And please be sensitive, because I believe that God is here moving already in his power to do us good tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24. Paul was speaking to the church in Corinth. And remember, from a theological standpoint, the whole goal of the his ministry to the church in Corinth was to help them make sense of what was happening to them. This was at a point where there was such an outpouring of the Spirit over the church in Corinth. People were being filled with the Holy Ghost. Gifts of the Spirit were manifesting, but it was haphazard and there was no order. So it was not bringing glory to the Lord. People were prophesying at will. Other people were serving the communion and drinking what was remaining and getting drunk. So on one hand, there was the powerful move of God, but on another hand, there was mismanagement of several spiritual things. And Paul had to call for a conference to teach and mentor the people to the end that all things be done decently and in order. And so we have it here, 1:24, 1 Corinthians 1:24. This was part of his apostolic ministry, mentoring and teaching the believers. He says, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God, and Christ is the wisdom of God. Please look at that scripture carefully. That unto all who are called, be it Jews and be it Greeks, every time Christ manifests, there are two dimensions to his manifestation. He comes as the power of God, and he comes as the wisdom of God. The word Christ there comes from the Greek word Christos. It means the anointed one. It also means the anointing that he brings. Are we together now? So when the Bible talks of Christ, he first talks of the anointed one, Jesus. Because remember, the entire exegesis of the gospel of redemption has to do with Jesus Christ being exalted as Lord and Christ. That was Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. He said, this same Jesus whom you have crucified has now been exalted Lord and Christ. Is that true? So he is the anointed one, and he comes with his anointing. Please keep that scripture there. So every time God steps into a place, he comes by and through his power. But that the moment you receive the anointing, one or more or both dimensions of that anointing is what you receive, and you must know how to activate them. That there is a dimension of the anointing that operates as the power of God, but there is a dimension of God that the anointing that operates as the wisdom of God. So there are people who need the power of God over their lives. The anointing would come and correct whatever anomalies that are in your life and destiny, especially when it is sponsored by demon spirits, bringing you that liberty to be able to serve God acceptably. But that there are times the challenges in our lives, they require the anointing, but not just as a force or agency that compels compliance. You need the anointing to come as the wisdom of God. There are many people who believe that every time the anointing of God is released, the only thing that is released from that anointing is power. But the Bible is teaching us here that in an atmosphere like this, when the power of God begins to move, don't just fall down and stand, don't just shout. You must discern what you have received. That for others, it is the power of God, the agency that enforces compliance. But for others, in that you're falling and rising, you received an impartation of the wisdom of God. Are we together now? Because there are situations in our lives today that are caused by the absence of wisdom. You need to understand the wisdom of God. So when the anointing of God comes, it brings to you wisdom. In the midst of your shouting, crying, falling, standing, you will leave this meeting and heavens just open over your mind. And you find out that you begin to make constructive steps. You encounter the anointing. By the time you limit the operation of the anointing to just the power of God to change, to heal, to deliver, healing, deliverance, and all of that, they require the power of God. But you can also receive the wisdom of God. For instance, the anointing of the Spirit can rest upon your life And from that encounter, you can hear change your relationships. The reason why your life continues to recycle pain is you have been carrying Jonah. And Jonah almost made them lose their lives, their properties. Now, the power of God, it is the anointing, but it has come to you as the wisdom of God. For one, it can be create a system around your prayer life, create a system around your word study life, so that you don't vacillate spiritually. Let there be stability. That is Christ being revealed as the wisdom of God. Are we together? So you must know that there are situations tonight that require power to correct things, to produce instant miracles. But there are dimensions of his anointing that will come to you as wisdom. My charge tonight is receive both. Do not receive the anointing expressed as the power of God and then ignore the operation of the anointing that comes as the wisdom of God. The light of God brings wisdom, supernatural wisdom. You may be there in your business. Yes, you need power to ward off the forces of darkness, but you need superior wisdom. Wisdom that is not of this age. Is it in your Bible? Yes. The wisdom of the world that brings the princes to naught. Some of you may be in ministry and you are trusting God for supernatural strategies that you can't just get just by reading books. Reading books can prime your creativity, but there is a dimension of wisdom that can come from heaven, and there is a relationship between wisdom and mighty works. Your works cannot be mighty except by the wisdom that comes from God. There are different dimensions of wisdom. There is wisdom that comes from above. There is earthly wisdom, Sophia. There is demonic wisdom that is derived from your fraternity with demon spirits. Can I tell you, creation is not just waiting for you to fall and stand. There must be a level of excellence. Excellence bigger than your level of exposure. Excellence bigger than your level, your age, whatever it is, your educational qualification. Those physical things prime your creativity. But let me tell you, until you taste from wisdom that comes from above, you will not be able to rise and stand tall and become mighty. In today's world, it will take more than just secular wisdom. It is profitable, but I introduce to you wisdom that comes from above, that can produce mighty things. The wisdom that comes from above, that in 1 month your life, your ministry, your business will change in a way that you will be the first person in shock. Listen, God is a God of process, but the kingdom is full of systems of advantage. We are not left to the limitation of the normal occurrence of the way life works. What then is the advantage of the Holy Spirit in our life? In this kingdom, we are surrounded by systems of advantage. Mercy, speed, favor, restoration. All of these provisions were added to our work to insist that we be. Are we together now? The wisdom of God. The Bible says, "Doth not wisdom cry?" It says, "By me princes reign." Are we together now? Kings rule and princes reign. It says, "With me are riches, wealth, and honor, yea, durable riches and righteousness, that those who seek me early will find me." The price of wisdom is beyond rubies, beyond even the gold of Ophir. Job 29. Let me show you what the wisdom of God can do, and then we'll pray. Someone's life is changing. Job 29 and verse 1. "Moreover, Job continued his parable and said," verse 2, "Oh, that I were in the months past, as in the days when God preserved me." 3. "When his candle shined upon." What kind of candle is that? So there are two kinds of light. There is the light that shines on your feet, but there is the light that shines. It says, "When his candle shined upon my head, and then by his light I walked through darkness." The light that shines upon your feet grants you direction and guidance, but the light that shines upon your head gives you illumination and wisdom. You need both. Don't just covet the light that gives you direction. Listen, please hear me, believers. I can tell you, you can look at a believer's life and know that there is deficiency of divine wisdom, even in the presence of education. The wisdom that comes from above, you gain mastery over life by the wisdom. The power of God would give you supernatural wisdom that you will hear and know what to do. And Jesus himself knew what to do. Jesus himself knew what to do. The Bible says no eye has seen and no ear has heard that which the Lord has, that which is in store for them that love him. He says, but the Spirit of God, is it in your Bible, that the Holy Spirit can search all things, even the deep things of God, and he will reveal it to us. The Bible says the things that have been hidden for our glory. It's time to start producing extraordinary results. Hear me, our results are too ordinary to compel systems and structures to come to the acknowledgement of the power of God. Look at me, you don't clap for me for walking. It is human and natural to walk. I can't be walking and you're clapping for me. But when I fly, I have employed an agency that is not given to men by default. Nobody celebrates you for doing what they can do. You need to come with a dimension that dumbfounds principalities and powers. Romans chapter 8 from verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, the Bible says, is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. It says, for the earnest expectation of creation, 19, awaited the manifestation of the sons of God. One version says, creation is waiting for God to reveal those who his sons truly are. It was Apostle John that taught us. He said, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, in that we be called the sons of God. It says, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be like. Is someone learning? One of the seven prophetic blessings that redemption gives every believer is access to the wisdom of God. Access to the wisdom of God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, he said, to receive for us. And he begins to list them. Wisdom. 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 Ministry requires wisdom. End time ministry. Thank God for secular wisdom that comes through experience. But believe me when I tell you, most have not tasted of superior wisdom that comes from heaven. The result will be clear that this one is signed, that the finger of God is upon it. Hear me. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, the Bible says. It is a way and it seems right. The danger is at the end of your journey, you will know you are wrong. It says, at the end thereof. But he said, thou shalt hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way. Because there are many ways. Shadow boxing and guessing, the variables are too many. You need assistance from heaven saying, this is the way. Hallelujah. And tell you stories upon stories of instructions that came by the Spirit of God. Do this, take this step. And it did not make sense as at the time that wisdom key came. But in foolishness and in honor to the all-wise God, because it is in his light that we see light, I took those steps and levels of grace beyond imagination. The wisdom of God. Please, I want you to believe tonight. We're going to pray and we're going to trust God for grace, because many of us, listen, especially to my fellow brothers and sisters, it takes a lot to be established today. You know it. It takes more than education. Mm-mm. It takes more than human and secular connection. Thank God this is a church that has been thoroughly taught, especially around financial principles. Your man of God is a veteran in that area and in leadership, and you have been taught different levels and phases of this truth. So you are not in ignorance. But let me tell you, I said it yesterday, there are times when you can be in the sea, the right place to find fish. There are times when your boat can be correct. The times when your net can be right. There are times when your skill of fishing will be there and you will still not catch fish. At that time, you don't need fishing. You need another dimension of grace. I wish I can tell you that all of these principles will work indefinitely. But there are times, sincerely, for reasons that only God can explain, you can do all you know to do. And because we are not alone in this realm, so it will take the power of God and it will take a manifestation of divine wisdom. Peter toiled all night and he looked at Jesus. He said, "Little children, have you any catch?" And he said, "Cast your net to the right side." Wisdom. In fishing, it doesn't matter whether it's right or left. Just find where the fish is and catch it. But the all-wise God speaks foolishly, but in his foolishness is profound wisdom. What you are looking for is result. Cast your net to the right side. And they caught such fish, and it surprised Peter. He knew. He washed himself and came and said, "Depart from me, you are a sinner." This kind of wisdom is not given to men. I sense in my spirit that someone is in this place, and what is coming on you this night, the dimension, the frequency of results that you will begin to command in business, in life, in ministry, is a level of result. Everybody around you will say, after this conference, something truly came upon your life. The labor of the fool wearied every one of them. The fool there not being an insult, is a description of a state. Absence of wisdom. The labor of the fool wearied every one of them because he does not know the road to the city. Now please look at me. Let me tell you this. There are certain parts in our journey to destiny where experience and the privilege of those who have gone ahead of us becomes an advantage. Because there are certain moves in destiny that are cyclical. So somebody can lean to experience and say, "I've been there before." But there are certain phases in your life that are virgin realms. Nobody has gotten there. Job said there is a path which no fowl knows, that the whelps of the lion has not gotten there. At that point, no human can boast of understanding the dynamics of taking you there. You need the wisdom of God. Who would have known 20 years ago that taking advantage of technology and doing some of the things we are doing today would be an advantage for people? In this Lagos, once upon a time, they used to tie water in a white leather. Your Lagos here, you remember that? And then some persons came with wisdom and with foolishness, the foolishness of God's wisdom, to put something in place. And those people became billionaires overnight. Hallelujah. It was Bishop David Oyedepo that shared, respectfully speaking, how that they were in Kaduna and the church was not growing. The anointing was there as the power of God. But the dimension that was needed now was both the power and the wisdom of God. And the Lord brought him out, and he saw a blindfolding layer, and he cursed it in the name of Jesus, and it left. But that was not all. Most people, when they hear his story, they stop there. That was not all he said. After the blindfolding layer went, the Lord gave him a revelation based on scripture, and he did some publicity materials and wrote three words there: "Come and see." That was it. What is the relationship between "come and see" and pushing people? You write it as a statement and it makes no power. But when God commands it, when God commands it, he said, when I send thee, lackest thou anything. Hallelujah. Can I tell you the truth? We need to minimize over dependence on the strength of the flesh. In this end time, we need to learn to tap into the intelligence of the spirit. Our understanding is too finite to navigate the variables that make for an excelling life in today's world. The Bible says, trust in the Lord, Proverbs 3 and verse 5, with all your heart. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, it says, and he shall direct your path. The next verse says, be not wise in your own eyes. So you can be wise in your own eyes. It says, but fear the Lord and turn away from evil. What is the evil? Being wise in your own eyes. Believing that based on what I know, I have all the calculation in place. This is a season where you will see ordinary people, very unassuming, but they will tap into superior wisdom, and you will see results that can almost be annoying because you will add it up and say, no, this is not fair. And they will tell you, it's not my fault. When the anointing of the Spirit came as the wisdom of God, I received it. Hallelujah. When God was moving me to Abuja, that is a place where if God did not send you, don't go. For many reasons. Not just demons. The financial pressure on you will put you in a... You will cry by yourself and return to where you are coming from. Hallelujah. Yes. And I had heard so many things, you know. I struggled with God for over 3 years. But later on, I said, God, it's all right. If it is you commanding me, remember what we taught on the will of God? Now, on getting there, especially if God has honored you with a ministry that is large, getting an auditorium and getting this, they were the two largest auditoriums within that place that could be able to accommodate people, and not to talk of the bills and not to talk of all of these things. I knew that I was limited. Accept your limitation on time so that the power of God will visit you. You see, hear me, the strength of God does not meet strength. When the strength of God finds strength, it will go back until the day it finds weakness. His strength is made perfect. Weakness there does not mean refusing what God has done. Acknowledging fast that outside of his assistance, you will only flatter yourself. And I remember praying, I said, God, you have to help me. And there the wisdom of the Lord came. He subjected me to moments of prayer. And while I was praying, let me tell you the truth. You've heard the story for some of you who have followed. Now, the largest auditorium in that place, and we had access to it, and you cannot believe the bill, the entire bill per use. It's something that when you hear, you will just say, it's all right. And you go back and say, God, what are we going to do about this? But his wisdom. When the wisdom of God is not in your life, compromises of all sorts will be the order of the day. Not because you are bad. The pressure on you will push you to do things you never believed you would do. I began to pray and the word of the Lord came to me. This was what God asked me to do. He said I should buy the map of Abuja, the map of Nigeria, the map of Africa, and the map of the entire globe. I placed it and it became, I would lay my hands and I would speak and pray. Now, this is not a doctrine. This is the problem with people. When they hear things like this now, they go without revelation and create, they idolize it and they find out that it does not carry power. Then they get angry at those who teach that, saying, there's something you are not saying. Are we together? Yes. And I began to pray by the wisdom of the Spirit. Lord, thank you. The Bible declares that everywhere the sole of my feet steps upon, it's been given unto me. The wisdom of God. And let me tell you, I will not go into the details. But what God did is something that you will spend the remaining part of your life giving him glory. The wisdom and the power of God. I submit to you with all humility and at the risk of sounding proud, what it takes to run one service may probably be what many people use for conferences. Wisdom. You can employ human strategies and it can go so far. Your health will pay for it. Your integrity will pay for it. Your relationships will pay for it. Even your stand with God will pay for it. But when you tap into the supply of divine wisdom, it is amazing what God can do through you. I was praying many years ago in Zaria, and the Lord gave me an instruction from a far place. I don't know your regions very well, so I cannot give you the equivalent of that distance. But the Lord asked me to walk in a strongly Islamic nation. Many of you who have been in the north, you understand how it can be. And the Lord asked me to walk from there. I was trekking and praying in the spirit like a madman. And the Lord said, by this singular act, I am giving you dominion over the territory. I have come here not just for a jamboree. I have come here tapping into the burden of your man of God, who sincerely, there is no true shepherd who loves Jesus and loves his sheep who does not want to see extraordinary, ever increasing results in the life of his people. Are we together? Your man of God is a blessed man. He has obtained mercy from God. Several leaders here are blessed people. So there are levels that you get to as a man of God where your passion is not for you again. You want to see God help and lift and bless your people. It is a consolation to your Christian experience to see the might of God. And this night will be no exception. I'm charging you so that we do not allow conferences like this to look like a wastage, because there are mockers waiting to see the fruit of what you have been doing. Every day through the rain, through the sun, and they have a right to watch. Can I tell you, in this kingdom, you don't just believe blindly. You can taste and see that the Lord is good. The goodness of God can be experienced. You can taste it and you can see it. Hallelujah. There are graces that need to fall upon your life tonight. One of them is the favor of God. I wish I had time to deal with this thing about favor. Favor is a... I don't know how people survive without it. You cannot live in today's world. Can I tell you, when kindness and benevolence is shown to you only once, it is not favor, it is breakthrough. When it is favor, it must be consistent regardless of location. Exodus 3:21, and I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that as ye go, ye shall not go empty. But when it has to do with favor, the wisdom of God at work in your life and his power will translate to favor. Proverbs 13:15. Good understanding procureth favor, he says, but the way of the transgressor, the violator, is hard. When it's time to pray, please, I'd like you to be angry tonight and pray and say, Lord, I came here tonight for my life to change. I didn't just come to clap for those who will be healed. I didn't just come to say amen. I came to receive something that my life will show, that something I did not come to this church with now is upon me. When Saul met Samuel, there was something upon Saul after he met Samuel. For some of you, what you are receiving tonight is what your loved ones have prayed for many years. They said, Lord, since you cannot use us, at least let someone from this family carry this thing. Wipe our tears, oh God, and the Lord sent you to this conference. Don't be selfish to waste that opportunity. Many people are waiting for what happens to you for their own salvation. Hallelujah. The last thing I'll say before we begin to pray, please sit down. In one of my encounters with the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the things that he said to me is that in every nation and every region and every territory that I will send you to, this light that came from me to you, there must be someone in that meeting that the same light that came from me to you, that same light must rest upon that person. Listen, and I have stood by the grace of God faithful to this call. There is no meeting I go to minister in that there's no person in that place who this light, the light of God represents his wisdom. The light of God represents his power. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 4, amplified. Verse 3 says that God spoke out of Cape Teman, and that his glory was seen upon Mount Paran. Habakkuk chapter 3 and then verse 4. The Bible says the brightness, his brightness was as the sunlight. It says rays streamed from his hand, and in that sunlight splendor was the hiding place of his power. It's time for you to leave this season. This explanation you have been giving is too much. This excuse you have been giving is too much. Don't let December become like January. Don't let this year become like last year. Don't waste the ministry of the prophetic that has come upon you. Marvelous blessings from your altar. Someone open your mouth and begin to pray. Let there be a holy anger from your spirit. Time to change, time to enlarge, time to access dimensions that provide results with results that speak. Time for this sickness to leave my body. Time for this oppression to leave my body. Time for this low level financial state of struggling from inner support to leave my life. Someone pray. It's time for my church to reflect the glory of God. Someone is praying. Someone is praying on behalf of your children. Someone is praying on behalf of your ministry, on behalf of your business. Someone pray. Lord, that mantle you have ordained to rest upon my life, that apostolic mantle, that prophetic mantle, that evangelistic mantle, that entrepreneurial mantle. Two more minutes, pray. Outside, make sure you are praying. Those following online, make sure you are praying. Going to pray one more prayer. Please look at me. When Jesus saw a tree that refused to produce fruit, he did not advise the tree, he cursed the tree. Hear me. Don't say result does not matter. In this kingdom, result matters. John 15 and verse 8. John 15 and verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified. This is how the Father gets glory, that ye bear much fruit. He says, so shall ye be my disciples. John 15, 16. 6 verses later, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you means legitimize you to go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. There is a dimension of glory that God cannot get until you have results, consistent, ever increasing results. Galatians 1:24. It says, and they glorify God in me. And they glorify God in me. John chapter 4 and verse 48. Your results can bring many people to Jesus. The Bible says, Jesus was speaking, except ye see signs and wonders, he says, you will not believe. Man of God, you must covet fire for your ministry. Stop giving explanations. You will sit on empty pews in this end time if there is no genuine fire and the power of God in addition to the intelligence of the Spirit. Someone pray, Lord, restore for the sake of your glory. Lord, restore for the sake of your glory. Begin to minister now. Luke chapter 1 and verse 34. Then Mary said unto the angel, how shall these things be? How will it be that my business will change overnight? How will it be that I came here an ordinary man of God and I will live a prophet? How will it be that I came from a family where no one has risen, and yet after this meeting the Lord will make news to my life? And the angel replied, he said, how shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? And the angel answered and said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow. You will be immersed in that power, endued with power. Hold on, please let me finish this scripture. Don't assume you know it, just look at it carefully. It says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, the power of the highest shall overshadow you. The moment that happens, a holy thing shall be born of thee. The moment the Holy Ghost overshadows you, something must be born of you. And God says, everything that comes from that union is holy, and it is up to you now to give it a name. That holy idea. holy relationship, the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Because for someone here, a vision will be born tonight. For someone here, illumination by the Spirit, a ministry will be born tonight. How shall these things be? The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Let's pray. I believe in the power of God, and I believe in what God is able to do. Hallelujah. Now I want to pray for you, and I know that our space here is limited. Just one or two instructions very quickly. Number one, please, when someone is under the anointing, whether inside or outside, I know that the ushers here and the people here have been trained, but just to add to it, they are limited to be able to manage the people here and the way that the power of God moves. So whether you are up, you are down, you are outside, when someone is under the anointing close to you, please take it as a responsibility to help them so that they do not injure themselves. And if and when they are to come out here, let me advise you, please, as much as possible, let's use these places here so that we do not cram people here in front of the ministers. Are we together now? Praise the name of the Lord. Bring those who will start running now under the anointing. Please just bring them out right now as I'm speaking. There are people who literally will start running out by the power of God. Bring them out. This is an operation of the Spirit. I will tell you what God is doing. Thank you, Jesus. Please bring them out. This is an anointing. It's not something that you can stand. It is the ministry of the Spirit. Please bring them out. I'm under the shadow of your wings. Please hold them so they don't injure them. Your influence is all over me. I am under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me. I am under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me. Who has been delayed, I'm about to release the grace for speed. Help those who are coming up now. I decree and declare by the power that have been touched, whatever. Please help them. I stand by the rod of the apostolic and the prophetic. Everyone here who has been delayed in life and destiny, may this grace for speed come upon you now. Take that grace. Take that grace. Take that grace. Bring them out. Take that grace. I release speed over your destiny. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Every chain holding you down so that you won't rise. Holding you down so that you won't move. In the name of Jesus, whether by witchcraft or orchestration of darkness, I command the chains to break now. Break now. Break now. Break now. Bring them up. Shalakata baranda gata braskata lakata. Every delay, you came to a kingdom conference. It's time to move forward. I don't care how long they tied you down. In the name of Jesus, who start things and never finish. There is a spirit that keeps people down. They are always starting something, and yet the staying power to sustain it is not there. I want to pray right now. That fire from heaven. Some of you have started businesses, great visions, in the name of Jesus. That spirit that aborts great visions, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I cause it now. Help them. I cause it now. I cause it now. I cause it now. Hear me. One of the end time anointings that God is restoring to his body is the healing anointing. Most people have not really experienced the healing ministry. And there are men and women here. Some of you, God has already spoken to you. You know that among the many things that define your work for the kingdom is the ability to be a conduit to bring healing to the nations. I want to release that grace upon you now. I don't know where you are. Some of you are having your dealings with the spirit inside and outside. Some of you have already started manifesting these graces in measures. But right now, in the name of Jesus, by the privilege of this grace and in partnership with the grace upon your man of God, I decree and declare this moment, I'm seeing 18 people in the name of Jesus. I don't know where you are, but by the power that raised Christ from the dead, receive of that anointing now. Fire upon your spirit, man. In the name of Jesus, take that healing power of Jesus to your campus. Take that healing power to your church. Take that healing power to your region. Take that healing power even to the nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord, I'm seeing a vision in the realm of the spirit now. The Lord is showing me a vision. And in that vision, I'm seeing humans stand. I'm seeing their bodies, but I'm not seeing their heads. Let me tell you what this means. You see, the head of a man is where his glory resides. And every time you see the absence of that, it means that something is tampering with the glory of God that is upon your life. So that that which you carry cannot be seen by the nations, and they cannot even place a demand on it. Some of you are gifted, some of you are anointed, some of you are skilled. You have done your due diligence, but it looks like there is an attack upon your glory that those who see you and reward you as touching what you carry cannot see you. But in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare right now, everything that has tampered with your glory like Samson, let there be a strange restoration now. A strange restoration now. He says, thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. He says, you are my glory, even the lifter up of my head. The Lord is activating. Listen carefully now. Please hear me. Unfortunately, the prophetic grace and even the prophetic office has been abused on different fronts across the body of Christ. Sadly, there are people who have mismanaged it. There are those who have merchandised it, and there are those who have allowed, you know, the devil to make use of their faculties for the destruction of others. However, one of the ways to correct that which is not authentic is to introduce that which is true. Are we together now? And I have told you, you know my profound regard and love and honor for the body of Christ. I don't criticize. I don't destroy people. No. I am a builder and a maker. If I have my reservations, I just pray. If and when I have to teach people that are within me, I can now teach them as touching the level of intimacy that we have. But hear me, let me tell you this. If we ignore the ministry of the prophetic, we will pay for it corporately. Let me repeat myself. In as much as there have been abuses around, thank God for a ministry like this that is open to the diversity of the manifestations of the Spirit. Do not allow the mistakes that have happened around the prophetic to bring you to a point where you hate the prophetic. The prophetic is a powerful weapon that if and when administered with purity and truth and within the boundary of scripture can work wonders. In a moment, a man's life can change by the power of the prophetic. Hallelujah. I said that because I want to pray for you right now. Who is Mildred? I'm hearing the name Mildred. Who is Mildred? Is there someone with that name? Mildred, I want to pray for you very quickly. If there's someone with that name, let me just pray for you because we have to pray for the sick. Adewale. I'm hearing a name. Adewale. Is there someone with that name? Adewale. This one I'm seeing, you are wearing a suit with a white shirt. Adewale. Is there someone like that? Please verify. Do we have... What's your... Are you a member of this church? What's your name?
Adewale.
The Lord is turning your life around. What do you do, my friend?
Teaching.
I want to
I've retired. Teaching. But I've stopped teaching.
I'm going to pray for you. Because there are two things. One, the call of God is upon your life. And number two, there is a business that God is going to connect. It's not you that will start it. God will connect you to someone who is already in it. And the way God will lift you, it will surprise you. Hallelujah. Listen, let me tell you something. There are two dimensions to the prophetic. There is the revelatory dimension of the prophetic, like I'm doing now. The assignment of revelation is not just to scan through your life. Number one, it builds your faith to help you know that God, who can see information about you. You understand? It builds your faith and the faith of those who hear, and then it strengthens your conviction. But the creative dimension of the prophetic is the most powerful. I can reveal a sin and I can say it, and still it will not come to pass if the power to back it and make it happen is not there. So revelation is not the only thing there is to prophetic. That's why sometimes you can reveal what is true and yet it does not come to pass, because it takes power. It's called the power of performance. Blessed is she that believes, for unto her that believe, it does not just stop in the believing. There shall be a performance. So when you are praying for the prophetic grace, don't just pray for the eyes to see and the ears to hear. You must pray for the engracing, that the grace for performance will follow the things you see and you say. Otherwise, people will think you are a fake man of God, even though you may not be fake. That is the absence of the grace for performance. Somebody will start laughing now by the Spirit. No. I don't mean mechanically. It is by the influence of the Spirit. I started hearing it in the realm of the Spirit. I'm going to pray for the prophetic. It's not something that is mechanical. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Let me explain to you what is happening. You see, these are not just carnal things. Laugh in the realm of the Spirit is a token that represents the arrival of victory. The Bible says the shouts of joy and victory shall not depart from the tents of the righteous. So when God is doing this, this is not just some spiritual caricature. No. This is what we call the ministry of signs and wonders, not just miracles. not something that is made. These people cannot be making a fool of themselves like this. What you need to do is to move past the experience and discern what God is saying. If you just see that, oh, a man of God is powerful, it does not bless you. You must move beyond the layer of what is happening and what is God saying through this. Because in this now, God is already, they are not just laughing for nothing. It's a message. God is saying that battle, that long-standing issue that has stopped you from laughing. Because remember, weeping is associated with the nighttime. In the name of Jesus, every issue that has brought tears in your eyes, in this season and by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I command laughter. I command laughter. Laughter as an expression of dominion and victory. Help them please. I command laughter. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, I pray for you by the power that raised Christ from the dead. You are coming up with that name too. In the name of Jesus Christ. Who is Jennifer? Jennifer. Jennifer. Is there someone with that name? Jennifer. Please, if you identify the person, I want to pray for you. Jennifer. I'm seeing with a black hair, you tied it like this, and a black t-shirt. Like a, is it a t-shirt or a shirt or something like that? Is there someone like that? Please verify before you allow them. Help that lady, please. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Huh?
Jennifer, sir.
Jennifer, from where?
On the state.
I want to pray for you. This prayer is not just for you. This prayer is for your family. Where are your parents? I want you to pray to tell them that you came to church here and the Lord spoke through his servant that danger has been averted over that family. I'm not a prophet of doom, my dear. But God who located you where? There is another Jennifer I'm seeing again. I will pray for you. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God. I pray for your parents and I pray for your family. He said he keepeth his bones and none is broken. Is your name Jennifer too? What's your name?
Jennifer.
From where, my dear?
From Lagos State.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord protect and preserve. There is still another Jennifer. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, visit these people. The reason why God is insisting, I do not know. I'm just a conduit. I pray for you, my dear, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, for all of you, everything that spells doom and destruction, we are avert right now. We are avert right now. We are avert right now. I'm hearing Wema Bank. Wema Bank. Wema Bank. Who works there? Wema Bank. Is there someone or something that is connected to Wema Bank? I want to pray for you very quickly. Wema Bank, who is that? Please, let's save time. I have just a few minutes. We'll be praying for the sick. Is there someone like that? You're inside or outside? Sometimes those of you following online too, you are not left out. You are connecting in the spirit. Why is she here? Wema Bank. I'm hearing Wema Bank because the Lord is asking me to pray for that person. I'm seeing that they want to relieve that person of your job. I think something happened. I don't know if it's that some money was missing or something happened around your department. And the Lord, the Bible says that God is gracious and compassionate, that he is slow to anger and rich in love. Please, when you find that person, let me know. If he's online, I want to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, by reason of this conference, may the mercy of God speak for you. May the mercy of God speak for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the mercy of God speak for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is a gentleman, not a lady, a gentleman. The power of God is coming on that person now with a loud shout. That gentleman, please bring him. There is a gentleman. The Spirit of the Lord is revealing to me right now. Carefully carry the person and bring the person. A gentleman. Just be careful so they don't injure themselves. Lord Jesus, I decree and declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead, visit these ones right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, very quickly, I want to pray for the sick. How many of you believe in the healing ministry? You believe in the power of God? There is no reason why this night should go for you without a testimony. Now, please lay your hands where you are trusting God. For all of you who are in front, in Jesus' name, I declare the Lord has visited you. Go and return with your testimonies in Jesus' name. Very quickly, please lay your hands, everyone. And if you are watching from your home, from any nation across the globe, here's your chance to receive the miracle working power of Jesus. Please lay your hands right now. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, and remember, you can stand in for your loved ones too. There are some of them who are in hospitals. Let this be their chance for healing. Worship in your presence, there is healing. The Holy Spirit's gentle touch is flowing. What will happen very quickly. I'm going to pray for you inside, outside, our family following online, and the healing power of Jesus will rest upon you. And the moment I pray for you, even by the Spirit of God, please listen carefully. Somewhere along the line, I'm going to ask you to check yourself very quickly. The moment you find out that a genuine miracle has happened to you, I'm going to request that you will come out either to my left or my right. There will be an official or a pastor there, and we'll take a few testimonies, and then we'll wrap up with a prophetic impartation and speaking over your life generally, and then we are done for tonight. We are going to be very, very fast. Please listen to me. Let your heart be open. I have been oppressed in terms of my health. I know what it means to live in the discomfort of sickness. Compassion is defined as the ability to be touched with the feelings of people's infirmities. And I've experienced the miracle working power of Jesus, even on that wise. So I want you to believe right now as I pray for you. Lay your hands and believe. Just help those under the anointing as I begin to pray. You don't have to bring them out, but just help them. Right now, in the name of, oh my God, my God, my God, my God, I'm sensing such, there is such a move of the healing power of Jesus. Everywhere here, consuming fire, sweet perfume, His awesome presence, fills this room. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, Your in the name of Jesus Christ, shout a loud amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, help those under the anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ, every spirit that is at the back of any infirmity here, I stand as one sent from God. Please help them, my God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, let them go now. Let them go now. Release their bodies in the name of Jesus. Now I decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Blood conditions, be healed now. there's someone, you have a severe pain, your entire left left leg, sometimes it looks as if they tied something on it, it is so heavy you cannot even bend for a long time. It's not like you cannot walk, you can walk, but the pain there is severe. The power of God is touching you right now. The power of God is touching you right now. The left side, for one, you have not even verified it in the hospital, but you've been feeling severe pain, the left side of your breast, in the name of Jesus. My God, let there be healing for you now. Let there be healing for you now. Every organ failure in your body, let it drag back to life now. There is a lady, you have a condition that is generally common with women, and this is a it's a reproductory issue. The power of God is coming upon you right now. There is something the devil is using to oppress you. Help her. That's the end of it. It's gone in the name of Jesus Christ. There is someone, you have breathing problem. Many times you thought it was COVID, but it's not COVID. It's a demonic thing. It's the spirit of death. I curse that spirit right now. Especially when you lie down on the bed to sleep, sometimes it looks like you are palpitating. You almost cannot breathe. In the name of Jesus, that heaviness leaves you now. Help them, please. Your left ear, severe pain and discomfort around your left ear. It looks like there is water. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, I command that discomfort to leave you now. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord is showing me a woman. You are not the one who has been trusting God for a child. It's your sister. From what I'm seeing, it is your sister who has been trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And honestly, they have tried, they've done whatever it is that they can do. For sake of time, I may not ask you to come, but is there someone like that? I want to pray for you. Look and leave, my brother, leave. Look to Jesus Christ and lead. He's recorded in His word. Hallelujah. You so beautiful. Madam, where is she? Do you believe that the God of heaven is able to give children? Please believe. Please, my dear people, believe. Don't get used to pain. Please believe that there is a God in heaven. Why is she here? You? For who?
For my auntie and my uncle's wife.
No problem. I'm praying. It's all right. I appreciate your faith. Is that your child? Let me use this woman and I'll pray as a point of contact to everyone. Please believe in Jesus. Madam, I want to pray for you, for your sister. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands right now. The power of God is coming upon you. Even though I'm praying over the issue of barrenness, but the Lord is saying that He's bringing you. I've not prayed over it yet, but the grace will favor this woman right now. This woman at the back of the man of God, yes. I stretch my hands. May that grace rest upon you right now. You will walk in strange dimensions of the favor of God. And then I pray, I use your sister connected to every woman, every man, every home, trusting God for the fruit of the womb according to the time of life. Return with your testimony. According to the time of life, return with your testimony. According to the time of life, return with your testimony. Hallelujah. And for you, my dear, I pray for you, so it covers all of them. May God bless you and increase you. Now, every other part of your body, whether mentioned or not, every discomfort. In fact, there's someone that I'm seeing right now. You have a problem urinating. You are a gentleman. You have a serious problem urinating. And you may not know. And I don't mean to scare you, we're on air. But this is a symptom. Anyway, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, I don't know who that gentleman is right now. Whatever it is that is stopping you from urinating freely, we correct that anomaly now. That which the devil intended for you, we change it by the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm praying for the sick, but I'm hearing the name Mercy. Mercy. Can you imagine that there are a number of people with that name? Mercy. Where are you from? Come again. Hold on. You don't have to come out. The mercy I'm talking about, one of you, as I'm speaking, the power of God is going to come on you. That mercy. I don't know whether you, I may not know. But one, your name is Mercy. And this is just the instruction God is giving me. The power of God, in a very mighty way, is going to come upon one Mercy. And in the name of Jesus, it is not just for that person. It is oppression that has been around your life. You are sincere, you love Jesus, but disfavor is what has surrounded your life. In the name of Jesus, for Mercy, let it end right now. For in the sanctuary, hallelujah. Now, I will soon take the testimonies. But you are here. You have the same name as the man of God. Your name is Olumide. Who is that? You are among the ministers, leaders here. Please come, sir. Can I talk to you, sir? I don't know this man, but sir, what God is about to do in your life between now and September is going to surprise you. I'm saying it in the open. I don't know. I had the name. I was even looking. I said, I hope it's not the man of God that this word is for. I was preaching for Archbishop Duncan Williams. And the Lord gave me a word, and when I mentioned it, the word was for him. I felt so embarrassed. I didn't know that, you know, sometimes that's why you must learn to discern, so that the spirit of a prophet is subject to the prophet. But I want to pray for you, sir. Please, what do you do, sir?
I'm a minister in Australia, and I have my own business also.
Yes. I want to pray for you. I'm seeing you standing 1, 2, 3, 4 white men, and I'm wondering what you are doing with white men. And it's a discussion that is ongoing. That's why I wanted to know what you are doing, so it doesn't look like I'm just speaking nonsense to you. Sir, the connection God is going to bring for you, although it will happen in this nation, but it's not by people who are in this nation. I want you to mark what I'm telling you. It will surprise you the way God will bring people. And in a way that it is so fast and sudden, the way God will visit you. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hand. May that grace will favor. Let it rest upon you, sir. In the name of Jesus Christ. May that grace rest upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 months, you have been owing your rent. I don't mean to embarrass you. I usually would not do that, but the Lord is impressing on my heart. that there is somebody like that and he wants me to talk to the person. Ordinarily, I would just speak. One, please don't tell lies. Just because 1, 2, 3, 4 months. You are a responsible man. Are you embarrassed, sir? You are not embarrassed. Come. I hope you are not embarrassed, sir. What do you do, sir?
I've been to your ministry.
Okay, I'm going to pray for you. You love Jesus Christ sincerely. Where do you stay?
Ibadan.
Because I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4 months. Are you a man of God?
Yes,
you are a man of God. There is a reason why God asked me to speak to you. Don't be embarrassed. The Lord wants to encourage you in this conference to let you know that he knows your name. He knows your every heart. He sees the deep. You are a sincere person from what I see in the realm of the spirit, even though there is a lot that you need to know. But don't be discouraged. Every one of us passed through these seasons where it looked like the word of God. Ordinarily, I would not announce this, but the Lord insisted that I have you out because he wants to encourage you. Please do not be discouraged. Just because certain things are not working yet in your life does not mean God is not working in you. Do not allow the devil use your current pain. The Bible says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, he says, they are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Please, may I request that this man sees me after the service. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Pastor Olumide has said he's praying for him. Oh, the man of God. My God. You should go and thank him, my friend. Listen, you see this. How in the world do you know that somebody came for service and everybody is rejoicing and someone is standing owing rent? I know that there are other people who are owing, but you see, sometimes God does these things to show you it is powerful. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. Anyone here in debt, I'm praying for the sick, but I just sense this grace is there. You are in any kind of debt, whether personal, whether corporate, I stand by the God of heaven who can give men out of financial shame, and I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, between now and the next 3 months, by the God who is the believer and the helper of men, I decree and declare by the gift of men, come out of that situation now. May Christ be revealed as wisdom for you. To know what to do. To connect you to strategic relationships that can bring you out of that financial situation. Now I pray for you. We are praying for the sick. In the name of Jesus, be healed. 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 Now hear me. The power of God has taught several people, even from the beginning of this service. I want to give just 2 or 3 minutes or maybe 5. There are a few of you that the power of God has touched you now. You want to testify to the glory of Jesus. Very quickly, I want you to make your way. We may not be able to have everybody, but the first few that come here will be able to take a few testimonies very quickly. Let's celebrate them as they come. Check yourself inside, outside. The power of God has touched you. Is someone coming? Celebrate them as they come. Is this how you celebrate miracles? Baptist, is this how you clap? God of vengeance has won my battle. God of miracles has won my battle. God of miracles has won my battle. rest as a point of contact and just bless them. We have to wrap up very quickly. Go ahead.
Incidentally, these three persons have had breathing issues.
Bleeding?
Yes, from breathing issues, yes.
Breathing?
Exactly.
Okay.
So, for about a year now.
Yes.
2 weeks.
2 years. 2 years.
And they are
right now.
Exactly.
Completely gone. Please place your hand there. In the name of Jesus, it never returns to you again. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. The left leg you mentioned that was not working well, paralyzed.
Yes.
But the
how long,
God,
sir?
Is gone. From since last year, December.
Okay. And what happened to you now? Move the leg. Anything. Move the leg. Completely gone. In the name of Jesus, it never returns to you, even by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir.
Also, bite gone, sir. No more ulcer.
Ulcer.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name, you go and verify yourself. We decree and declare you are made whole right now in Jesus' name. Yes, please.
He said his left ear was not hearing before now, but now was paining him.
Okay, pain.
Now.
And right now, place your hand there. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that pain will never return to you again. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes,
also,
please.
9 year pain in the left ear gone.
Completely.
Completely gone.
In the name of Jesus. Let me hear Mama's testimony. God bless you. Yes, please.
In the morning it happened. We were in the clinic. Faith clinic. That was faith. How I felt. I have, they call this
lumbar spondylosis. Yes.
As if something, a stick was implanted there, because I requested, I said, God, I needed fresh organ to replace the spinal cord.
And what happened now, Mama?
Since then, since morning, I've not felt the pain.
Walk. Walk, Mama. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Calvary Bible Church, look what Jesus is doing in your midst. In the name of Jesus, it will never return again. Mama, we agree as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are perfected. It will never return to you again. In Jesus' name. Can we have, my God, please let's not have more people. If you have a testimony, you can register it after now so that we'll just make progress. I promise two, but can we spare one more? Okay, go ahead. Straight to the point, sir.
Palm Sunday this year, I lost my wife. On Good Friday, I lost my wife after she delivered on Palm Sunday. Since then, I've not been sleeping well. But since Wednesday that I was invited here, though even as a minister of God, I started having this very peaceful sleep. But tonight, last week, I was told I have high BP. But suddenly, I felt so much peace tonight.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that the comforter will comfort you over the transition of your wife. And we declare in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, he keepeth them in perfect peace whose minds are stayed towards him. In the name of Jesus, peace returns. You will sleep sound. The Bible says he giveth his beloved sleep. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have sound sleep. Amen and amen. Let's have the last one here and then we just speak over everyone.
Serious session 2019, and ever since that time she's been having pain.
You've been having pain.
Yes.
Since 2019.
No,
what happened to you?
Disappeared.
Now check yourself.
I'm
fine. CS 2019, and you've had pain since then.
Yes.
And right now you're touching yourself, no pain. Are you celebrating Jesus?
No.
Now I use these testimonies as a point of contact to the rest who are here and many who have received. In the name of Jesus, it remains permanent. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, it remains permanent. In Jesus' name. Please rise up on your feet as you receive the final blessings. I decree and declare the kind of favor you have not seen. I stand in agreement with the grace upon the man of God, the angel over this house, and I declare from tonight, carry favor. Carry favor. Where you have been rejected, go back there with honor. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare, between now and the end of this month, the kind of result results you have not seen from January till now. May my God, who is also your God, bring you to that realm of results. And every power fighting you goes down instantly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me pray for your hunger and your passion for spiritual things. Everything that has destroyed your prayer life, your word study life, your passion for the house of God and for the things of God, let there be restoration and revival for you. In the name of Jesus, for those of you who came from backgrounds where no one has risen, may the hand of God rest upon you. You will rise to a global scale. You will rise to a global scale. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, let me pray for you. Anyone here who the spirit of death is roaming around your life, to see that you will not see the end of this year, in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare the fullness of your days you will fulfill. For in Jesus' name I pray. I want to make the altar call before I leave this place. Now please minimize movement. We just have a minute and then we'll be done. There are people here. We had a great harvest yesterday. And I believe with all my heart that there are men and women here who are saying, Apostle, this is the final night in this conference. Some of you were invited. Some of you were here yesterday. But for some reason, you've not made that decision for Jesus. We have just 1 minute for you. Wherever you are, giving your heart to Jesus for the first time, or you are saying, Apostle, I desire to rededicate my life, please do not be ashamed. Wherever you are, I want you to leave your seat and come here very quickly. We have just 1 minute for you. If you're coming, please rush. Let's celebrate them, dear people of God, as they come. God bless you. God bless you. Keep coming. God bless you. Is there someone coming to Jesus? God bless you. If you're coming, please make haste and come quickly. Come quickly. Some people are saying, Apostle, I remember giving my heart to Jesus, but my life has gone haywire. Can I come for restoration? Join them very quickly. God can give you another chance. He can give you a new beginning. Calvary Bible Church, are we celebrating what Jesus is doing? He said, ye must be born again. Thank you. Now, for all of you who are in front, and that includes those who are watching from your homes, watching by way of television or internet, here's your chance to make Jesus Savior, Lord, and King over your life. I salute all of you for this bold decision to come. May I request, please, if you're joining them, come very quickly. May I request that you lift your right hand very quickly, high above your head, and say this convincingly. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I have seen your power. I need you in my life. I confess that I am unable to help myself. Right now, I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior, as my Lord, and as my King. I declare that the power of sin is broken over my life. From tonight, I go forward ever and backward never. I am a child of God forever in Jesus' name. May the Lord preserve you. May the Lord bless you. May you go from glory to glory in Jesus' name. May I request that you follow the counselors. Just move to my left, which is your right. And there'll be a group of people in 1 minute to attend to you. Let's honor them as you go. Hallelujah. Dr. Luminesa, thank you so much for this privilege. Truly blessed. The Lord bless you and the Lord increase you all. In Jesus' name.